Back here to the Wayne State Fieldhouse. We're at halftime, Warriors by five. We are pleased to be joined live, back-to-back live interviews here at halftime with Ransom Allen from the men's cross-country team. First of all, Ransom, thanks for taking time out of a Friday night. I know at your age, I mean, at my age, not anymore, but Friday nights at your age are pretty fun a lot of times. But thanks for stopping by and enjoying the game so far.
Yeah, of course. Great game. Good girls game, too.
Yeah, the women got the win tonight as well. And Ransom, first of all, congratulations on the season. You just completed ninth at the NCAA Championships over there in Seattle last week. Talk about your experience over there and finishing ninth place in the country.
Yeah, it was great. The course was really nice. It was muddy, so I think it helped being from Michigan and running on muddy courses. And yeah, it was fun to be out in Seattle with the women's team. I wish the men's team would have made it too, but I think we will next year, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, talk about your season as a whole, not just what happened last week, but your season as a whole out there with your teammates.
Yeah, the season was pretty good. We had a few injuries that plagued us early, and we didn't end up getting back to the national meet like we wanted to because we were 15th there last year. But yeah, overall, it was a good season still. It's fun to run with the guys, and good season overall.
And how fun was it to be out there? Like you mentioned the women's team, we had one of the runners on with us on Tuesday, but how fun was it to watch the entire team compete on the women's side out there in the national championships?
Yeah, that was awesome, and the women ran very well. They ran their best race of the season, and yeah, it was fun to – I was already done with my race, and I got to kind of relax and watch the women run, and they did awesome, yeah.
Now, former student-athlete here, Chuck Key, might have a question for you about your experience here on Wednesday.
So what did it mean to you to become an All-American and represent, you know, the state of Michigan? You know, we're both from Michigan, so I know we both have a lot of pride in going to Wayne State and representing our state. So what did it mean to become an All-American and bring that type of honor to Wayne State?
Yeah, it was awesome. The men's team hasn't had an All-American in a long time. Until last year, me and Zach Truman were, and it's definitely a big honor. Me and him both realized that not a lot of people are able to stay healthy and compete for All-American spots. So, yeah, it's an honor for us, and I'm glad that we could represent Wayne State too.
Let's go back a few years. What played into your decision to come and run here at Wayne State?
Yeah, so when I first came here, Coach Loftall's second year, and I really liked where he was pushing the program. We had a lot of young guys that were really hungry to, like, go train, and yeah, it was just a great environment to come into, and it's been fun seeing the program get pretty much better every year. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go off what you just said about Coach Loftall. I mentioned this the other night too, but he's one of my favorite coaches at Wayne State to interview. I've talked to him a number of times for these halftime shows. So what's it like running for him and the program he's trying to build here at Wayne State?
Yeah, it's great. It's great because he really loves running, and he loves Michigan, and yeah, he treats us like his kids, and we love him too. So it's easy to go out there and hurt for 30 minutes when you know you got someone like him behind you.
Absolutely. Now, when I was doing some research before I came here tonight about you, I noticed you're a mechanical engineering major. And I'll tell you what, that's a lot smarter than myself and Chuck
yeah.
D. I'll speak for him too. But talk about that, and you're doing it in the classroom, not just on the track as well.
Yeah, I really like the engineering school here. There's a lot of opportunities. Obviously, being in Detroit, there's a lot of internships and just people in engineering around. So it's a great school to go for engineering. And I know I've got a couple other student-athletes in my classes, so it's nice to kind of relate to them and study with them. So, yeah, I've had a great experience in mechanical engineering.
Yeah, I think a few of the women's basketball players that just graduated last year were actually mechanical engineering majors as well, and some of the work they were doing was way over my head, that's for sure. What are some of your future plans? What do you want to do after school?
Get a job, I
guess. Well, yeah.
What kind of job
do you want to do? Where do you want to live? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I would like
put you on the spot here.
I would like to get into the aerospace industry.
Okay.
But, yeah, we'll see, I guess. I'm going to come back one more year next year and get my master's degree, and then, yeah, after that, we'll see.
Now, do you run during the indoor track season as well? Or
yeah, so we run – we don't have a team, like, technically, so we don't run at GLIAC and the national meet, but we still run unattached and train all winter, all spring, all summer, so, yeah.
And I have a few more questions for you, but looking forward to next year. I know you just finished this year, but your senior year next year, what are you expecting from yourself and your team going into next year?
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about next year. We've got another guy that wasn't able to run at nationals that is, I think, just as fit as I am, and then we've got three other guys that I think will be like top 50 guys in the nation next year too. So I'm very excited for next year, and I think it's going to be probably the best season of all time if we can stay healthy for Wayne
State. Could be a possible national champion here too. Ninth this year, coming back next year, you never know.
Yeah.
My next to last question, what's your favorite thing about going to school and competing here at Wayne State?
Honestly, I really love running in Detroit. I'm from a small town, so I run kind of like on dirt roads in the middle of nowhere. So I just really love running through Detroit, like getting to know the city, and yeah, I love Detroit.
That's a good answer. And the last question I have to put your analyst hat on for a minute here and do Chuck's job. How does Wayne State close this game out in the second half?
I'm going to say Wayne State by 20.
He's going to say, I like this, man. Right, by 20. I'm going to ask you that same question when we come back from break. But, hey, Branson, nice meeting you. Thanks for joining us here
at
halftime. Good luck next year and the rest of the season. And congratulations again on your finish at the national championship.
Thank you.
That's Ransom Allen from the men's cross-country team here at Wayne State. We'll step aside, take a break, be back with the second half in just a moment. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.